Good morning for WRCO Sports. I am Bo Henricks in for Phil Nee. A busy weekend for sports of all different age groups, starting off with the 2026 5th and 6th grades SWCL baseball tournament. Saturday, it was Richland Center in the first game taking on Mineral Point. Mineral Point would come out the victor 8-1. Center would then move down to the loser's bracket where they would take on Hillsborough. And in an exciting game, going into the sixth inning, they defeated Hillsborough 5-4. Center would work their way back up then to take on Mineral Point in the final game as Mineral Point would get the win 10-0. In eight-player all-star football of the high school players, in Friday's game, it was in the eight-player tournament, South defeating North All-Stars 22-18. Then in the small school Saturday, it was North defeating South 41-0, and large school WFCA All-Stars would defeat the North team, the South team winning 24-17. In home talent scores over the weekend, in home talent action Sunday, in the Western League, it was Arena defeating Dodgeville 19-4. Verona scored a 14-4 win over Muscadet. It was Verona 11, Muscadet 0 in the second game. Ridgeway took down Schulzberg-Benton 8-4. Belleville scored a 13-1 win over Argyle. It was Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb 6 over Wyota 0. Blanchardville defeated Hollandale 11-2. In the Eastern League, Sun Prairie scored a 12-2 win over Poinette. Monona defeated Cottage Grove 11-3. It was DeForest 11, Columbus 1. Monona scored a 5-1 win over Poinette, while Montello defeated Rio 9-6. In the Northern section, it was Sauk Prairie over Mazamani 18-8. Ashton defeated Black Earth 11-2. It was Middleton 9, Cross Plains 1. Wisconsin Dells scored a win over Reedsburg, and Lodi defeated Casanova 11-2. William Contreras hit a three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth off closer Pete Fairbanks to give the Brewers a 3-1 win over the Marlins. Fairbanks was trying to protect the one-run lead and instead ended up with his third blow save that extended Miami's losing streak to a season-high six games. In the last of the ninth, Jackson Churio singled. Bryce Terang walked with one out. Contreras, who pinch hit for Jake Bowers in the seventh, connected on a 1-2 pitch for his 10th home run of the season and second career walk-off. Contreras' game-winning hit spoiled a solid start by Miami, who had only allowed one hit in six scoreless innings. Now, for the Brewers, who are getting ready, they are 62-37 overall and 32-18 at home. The Brewers are 17-8 in games where they hit at least two home runs. They will take on the New York Mets in their next action. That game is coming up this evening, a 6:40 first pitch time on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Also, Bucks rookie guard Brayden Burries emerged as one of the stars of the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas. Burries scored 27 points along with four rebounds, five assists, a steal, and a block in Saturday's win over the 76ers. The 20-year-old connected on half of his shots, 36% of his three-pointers, and scored more than 23 points a game while playing lockdown defense. Another rookie, Nate Amet, scored in double figures in his last two games after a slow start. The Wisconsin football program has signed a new director of player development, Curtis Grant Jr. He replaces Chris Worley, who has moved to the on-the-field coaching role. According to BadgerNotes.com, Worley will be working with defensive backs. Grant will be involved in handling name, image, likeness questions, and movements through the transfer portal. He worked with head coach Luke Fickell while they both were at Ohio State between 2011 and 2014. The Marquette men's basketball team will take a trip to suburban Vancouver, British Columbia later this month, as reports that the Golden Eagles will be playing an exhibition game July 29th against the University of Calgary. The Calgary Dinos went 17-17 last season. Marquette arrives in Canada July 27th and will stay through August 3rd. Also in sports play, the World Cup final between Spain and Argentina marks the end of the biggest tournament in history. Sunday, a record 104 games will have been played across 6 weeks in three countries. The expanded 48-team format brought surprises, with Cape Verde, Congo, and Curaçao making headlines. Also, despite high ticket prices, fans filled stadiums. Hydration breaks were unpopular, and Iran's participation was politically charged. Also, overall, though, it was a big success. Oklahoma City is trading a starting forward and defensive standout Lu Dort to Atlanta as part of a three-team deal that also has the Hawks sending former number one overall pick Zachary Reischer to Dallas. Atlanta will receive Ryan Nembhard from Dallas, and the Thunder will be getting three heavily protected second-round draft picks. Conor McGregor confirmed he suffered a torn right ACL in his shortened UFC 329 fight against Max Holloway. McGregor says he suffered meniscus damage in the fight on July 11th that lasted 1 minute 9 seconds, comparing it to an injury he suffered in the opposite leg against Holloway in 2013. McGregor's return to the octagon for the first time in 5 years came to an abrupt end when he landed awkwardly trying to land a kick in the opening seconds against Holloway. The 38-year-old tried to continue, but the fight was called when he fell to the canvas twice more. Taking a look at other sports scores over the yesterday in National League play, it was the Mets over Philadelphia 6-1. Cincinnati defeated Colorado 9-6. Arizona edged out St. Louis 8-7. In the American League, it was the Chicago White Sox blanking Toronto 3-0. Boston defeated Tampa Bay 6-1. Baltimore scored a 5-2 win over Houston, while the LA Angels topped Detroit 3-2. Over in the interleague, between the two groups, it was the LA Dodgers over the New York Yankees 8-2. Pittsburgh defeated Cleveland 7-1. It was Atlanta 8, Texas 5. The Chicago Cubs with a victory over Minnesota 10-1. A high-scoring game for San Diego as they put away Kansas City 19-2. Seattle defeated San Francisco 6-3. It was Washington 5, Athletics 2, and the New York Yankees edged out the Dodgers 2-1. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.